They moved through a small foyer, where the guard disarmed a security system and then unlocked a second, heavier door. As the door swung open, he stepped aside, sweeping his arm out with a flourish.
Ecco il museo.
Marta smiled her thanks and led her guests inside. The space that made up this museum had originally been designed as government offices, which meant that rather than a sprawling, wide-open gallery space, it was a labyrinth of moderate-sized rooms and hallways, which encircled half of the building.
The Dante death mask is around the corner, Marta told Sienna. It's displayed in a narrow space called Landito, which is essentially just a walkway between two larger rooms. An antique cabinet against the side wall holds the mask, which keeps it invisible until you draw even with it. For this reason, many visitors walk right past the mask without even noticing it.
Langdon was striding faster now, eyes straight ahead, as if the mask held some kind of strange power over him. Marta nudged Sienna and whispered,
Obviously, your brother is not interested in any of our other pieces. But as long as you're here, you shouldn't miss our bust of Machiavelli or the Mappamundi globe in the Hall of Maps.
Sienna nodded politely and kept moving, her eyes also straight ahead. Marta was barely able to keep pace. As they reached the third room, she had fallen behind a bit and finally stopped short.
Professor, she called out, panting, perhaps you want to show your sister some of the gallery before we see his mask?
Langdon turned, seeming distracted, as if returning to the present from some far-off thought. Excuse me? Marta breathlessly pointed to a nearby display case.
One of the earliest printed copies of the Divine Comedy?
When Langdon finally saw Marta dabbing her forehead and trying to catch her breath, he looked mortified. Marta, forgive me. Of course, yes. A quick glance at the text would be wonderful. Langdon hurried back, permitting Marta to guide them over to the antique case. Inside was a well-worn, leather-bound book, propped open to an ornate title page. La Divina Commedia, Dante Alighieri. Incredible, Langdon said, sounding surprised. I recognize the frontispiece. I didn't know you had one of the original Neumeister editions.
Of course you knew, Marta thought, puzzled. I showed this to you last night.
In the mid-1400s, Langdon said hurriedly to Sienna, Johann Neumeister created the first printed edition of this work. Several hundred copies were printed, but only about a dozen survived. They're very rare. It now seemed to Marta that Langdon had been playing dumb so he could show off for his younger sibling. It seemed a rather unbecoming immodesty for a professor whose reputation was one of academic humility.
This copy is on loan from the Laurentian Library, Marta offered. If you and Robert have not visited there, you should. They have a spectacular staircase designed by Michelangelo, which leads up to the world's first public reading room. The books there were actually chained to the seats, so nobody could take them out. Of course, many of the books were the only copies in the world. Amazing, Sienna said, glancing deeper into the museum. And the mask is this way? What's the hurry?
Marta needed another minute to regain her breath.
Yes, but you might be interested to hear about this.
She pointed across an alcove toward a small staircase that disappeared into the ceiling.
That goes up to a viewing platform in the rafters, where you can actually look down on Vasari's famous hanging ceiling.